God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Let us pray. Gracious God, we do thank you that we don't have to earn your love. We don't have to be good enough. We don't have to prove that we're worthy of it. No, instead, you give it to us freely as a gift through grace. And we need to accept it just by faith to be able to know and truly receive it with joy, to embrace it as true, our hope and our salvation. Help us, O Lord, to always be grateful for the gift and to receive it with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today's gospel reminds me of a little poem that I came across a number of years ago, really, in a Christian youth workers magazine. It was called The Pit. Once a man fell into a pit and couldn't get out. Now, a Buddhist came by and said, "Your pit is just a state of mind." A Hindu came by and said, "This pit will purify you and help you make you more perfect." A Confucius came by and said, "If you would have listened to me, you wouldn't have fallen into that pit." A New Age religion person came by and said, "Well, maybe you should network with other people in pits." A news reporter came by and said, "Can I have exclusive rights to your story of being in the pit?" A county inspector came by and said, "Do you have a permit for being in that pit?" A realist said, "Yep, that's a pit." An idealist said, "The world shouldn't have pits." Optimist said, "Things could be worse." Pessimist said, "Things will get worse." Jesus came by, didn't say anything, reached out his hand, and the man took it, and he pulled him out of the pit. Poor Nicodemus, you heard about him in the gospel lesson. He was definitely in a pit. He was in the pit that, with all the other Pharisees, it seemed like all they were concerned about was rules and regulations. Needing to be right all the time and having all the right answers. I think he was starting to feel stuck. And so it led Nicodemus to take this enormous risk of meeting Jesus, as you see in the gospel lesson, at night, under the cover of darkness, secretly. So that he could talk to Jesus himself and find out what the truth was. I wonder what he expected to find. Could it be as the rumors that this was the Messiah? And if he was the Messiah, could he lift him out of his own personal pit? I believe Nicodemus was a man who was tired of the narrow way that the Pharisees treated others. He was deeply troubled how they judged others all the time. So quick to condemn. So hesitant to be compassionate. And I believe Nicodemus was a very compassionate man. How do I know that? Because later on, it tells us that Nicodemus helped Joseph of Arimathea to help take Jesus' dead body and put him in a tomb. In fact, as it says in John 19:39, "And Joseph of Arimathea was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who had visited Jesus by night. And Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 75 pounds." Now, that's a lot of spices. Nicodemus was very generous, as well as he was following the practice of the Jewish law. They wrapped Jesus' body with a linen. They anointed him with the spices. And finally, it was Nicodemus who placed Jesus into the tomb. Yes, Nicodemus was a man looking for a better way than regulations and rules. So you could understand how he must have been confused and yet resonated when Jesus said to him, "God did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Words of hope. Believing that compassion is stronger than hate. That God's love goes beyond just judgment. Nicodemus, I also believe he wanted to know for sure that this was correct, the answer. The way out of the pit. At first, again, Nicodemus was so confused by what Jesus was saying, by this whole thing about being born again, where we hear born from above. But to be born of water and the Spirit, what does that mean? Of course, Nicodemus wanted to be able to have Jesus tell him, give him the right knowledge or give him the recipe. But instead, Jesus is talking about faith. He's talking about belief and accepting by trust. And moreover, he's talking about what God is going to do. Not so much about what we need to do, but namely, God is going to reach out his hand and give us the opportunity to take it and lift us up out of our pits. For God is a God of action. A God who loves us, who gives us his own Son to save us. So I always wonder, did Nicodemus get it? Did he really be able to absorb the fact, or was it a bigger headache trying to figure out who the strange character was? But I can't help but to believe that these words of Jesus kept on rushing back to him, especially as he took care of his dead body. That expected actions of mercy. Nicodemus felt God's action of mercy towards him, and even from the pit of death. You know, I wish sometimes we would have heard more about Nicodemus down in the, you know, in the epistles or whatever, and how he responded especially to the news that Jesus was alive. He came out of that tomb. In some ways, I guess still at the same time, it's best for us to use our imagination and rely on faith, but I still like to picture Nicodemus rejoicing, especially when he himself was submerged under the water and was baptized and was born of the Spirit and truly grasping that love is stronger than death. That love is far greater than any recipe or rules. And isn't that what we proclaim in the mystery of baptism? My favorite hymns is that we are baptized in Christ Jesus. We are baptized into his death. That as Christ was raised victorious, we may live a brand new life. In the water and the witness and the breaking of the bread, in the wanting arms of Jesus, who is risen from the dead, God has given us a new beginning from the ashes of our past, that in the losing and the winning, we hold fast. Nicodemus was searching for the truth, just like all of us are every day, searching for the truth. What is the answer? But I think he got more than what he expected. Just like we get more than we expected, we find out we have a God who searches us out, who finds us in order to save us, in order to reach out and love us eternally. May we indeed be blessed. All we have to do is receive it. Amen.